Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9. Meg Farris joins us now, our good friend. And Meg had a story the other night on WWL Louisiana that both texted her, and it's true. It broke my heart and it touched my heart all at the same time. Before we get to that, Meg, you got a feel for these poor people in Florida, huh?
Tommy, I have to tell you, first of all, thank you for always watching our stories. I've been hearing from family members, from friends who just feel like this pit in their stomach. They feel sick. You know, just sad for what they know these people are going to go through, because we've all been through it with Katrina and the years. And I feel the same way. And I'm just wondering, do a lot of your listeners feel that same way? Just that pit in your stomach, sick for these people. And thankful it's not us, but it's not, I'm not happy that it's not us. Right. I'm sad for them.
That, you know what, Meg, I'm right there with you, and I'll open the text lines, 504-260-1870. Let me know what you're feeling about these poor people in Florida, because you know they're going to get hammered. And matter of fact, tomorrow, Brooke Lazer is going to come in, because she used to work in that area that was hit so hard by Helene, because I'm having a hard time when it comes to Georgia and mountainous areas being hit so hard by a hurricane, putting that in my mind. So she's going to take us through that and also talk about Milton, because it's going to some of the same areas of Florida. I was watching CBS News last night, and apparently some of the areas that were just destroyed are going to get hit again.
Yes, and I was talking to Peyton Malone. It was hurting my brain. I couldn't look at the pictures of Helene, North Carolina. I didn't understand what happened.
That's what I'm
it's
saying.
So different. It's so different from what happens to us. So the rain, it had rained and rained. So the rivers were full. And then here comes Hurricane Helene. It rained and rained. The rivers got full, overflowed, and all that was flash flood, unlike really what we have. It was just rushing down the mountain and just taking homes off their foundation. So in a way, it's almost more disastrous than ours that creeps up, creeps up, creeps up, and then the water slowly goes in your home. And if you're home, at least you could run some things, you know, put them on blocks or run them upstairs if you have a two-story. But either way, it's just a mess. And but
if you
Asheville,
you've been, haven't you, and Biltmore and all that?
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have not been up there, but
a lot of people,
you know, there are a lot of New Orleanians who have property up there.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us have been to areas like that, and it's just hard to wrap your mind around. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. Let me take can we take a break early here, Tim, and then get to Meg's story? We come back about these people in Marrero and try to get them some help to see what we can do. I know you got a good effort going, but we're going to help you out as much as possible. 8:49, hopefully going to traffic a minute early here on WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, 8:53. Meg, people are texting in. Yes, they do feel that pit in their stomach that we are all feeling about Florida getting ready to get hit by Milton. But the people that we're talking about now, and we have about 7 minutes left here to tell your story, somebody's still suffering with damage from Ida, right?
Many people still are, which just amazes me. So, Tommy, the people of this community, they're just so good. So we get a call to the newsroom, random viewer who says, I want to help my neighbor. And you never know before you go out on a scene, on a story in the field, what you're going to get. So here's what we do. We walk into this man's home. He's in his early 60s. He's severely physically disabled with cerebral palsy. What happened was when he was a little boy, like about 1 year old, He had the German and red measles, which made him unable to walk. So he lives in a home where he can barely do things for himself, and he's taking care of his very, very ill 91-year-old mother. And he calls us not for help for him, but help for his neighbor. So he starts crying. He says, you know, my neighbor helps me take out the garbage. He helps me unload the groceries because of how disabled he is. So now we go next door to the neighbor to see, well, what's his story that this man wants to help? We walk in, and a man who has escaped communist Cuba, who is in his 70s, and gets $800 disability and Social Security a month, can't afford insurance, can barely afford anything, is living in one room of his unair-conditioned house because Ida has shredded his roof and every room has huge holes. I don't mean little holes. I mean huge holes. And it's raining the day we go do the story, and the water is pouring in like by the bathtub load. Okay. So every room is just flooding with every rain. And I asked him, I said, why are you so happy and not help and constantly helping your neighbors when you're living this way? And he just says, it's just what he wants to do. He wants to help people. So now, of course, I have the tears. The neighbor who wants to help him has the tears. So we call the parish, and we find out that the parish has, Jefferson Parish has a program to help people through the Homeowners Association, but it's a nonprofit. And the daughter comes over and says, the stepdaughter, we've applied, and we're waiting. They applied way back in the spring. Meanwhile, holes for 3 years from Ida. And when we called, they said it's going through the process. You know how government, it needs the environmental certificate. It needs this. It needs that. So it's going through the process and taking time. Meanwhile, this man is living with holes in his roof. And so when we called and said, well, we're doing the story tonight, the parish came right out in the rain and put tarps over his roof, which was wonderful. But, you know, the daughter said, why, when I've been calling, why didn't we get tarps? Why did it take you to make the phone call to get tarps? And she's right. She's absolutely right. But, you know, the wheels of government, that type of thing, runs slowly because there's so many permitting and approval processes. So there's the story. So here's this happy man, because he escaped Cuba many years ago, was a crane operator, and the process is playing out. But the bottom of the story is a neighbor who needs help himself feels sorry for his neighbor and called for help for him. And it just touches me. It really does.
Well, and a reason it touched me too, and a reason I wanted to have you on, they started a GoFundMe page for him, correct? And they're trying to get $15,000 to fix his house permanently without a tarp?
Yes. So, well, the government, he did qualify for this grant from the government, and it's going to be $22,000 to come fix his roof. I will tell you, though, and some of all the damage from the inside, this mold, as you can imagine, growing. But the way he's living, sure, $15,000 would help him, I guess, get his house, you know, back together. So, yes, it amazes me, Tommy, how we go about our lives, and then I'm invited in to the privacy of a stranger's home, and I see how other people are living, and you never know. They just go about their daily lives, not complaining, and this is how they're living. And there's so many people out there like that, but there's so many people out there who are giving in this community and want to help. So that's the good side.
And that's why I wanted to have you on, because not everybody can watch or listen all at the same time. And I know we have contractors that listen and so forth, and I hate to put you in the middle of this, but they can contact you, they can email you if they want, if they're a contractor and they can maybe help out with this gentleman?
Sure. If they email me, I'll be happy to put them in touch with him. And my email is mfarris@wwltv.com. So mfarris@wwltv.com. And I'll be happy to forward them along.
And think what a story it would be if we can get this guy's house fixed up. due to donated labor or materials and contractors, et cetera. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Yeah, it would be. And Tommy, he told me that he went to prison in Cuba, no surprise, way back. With Castro would put people in prison because he had snuck some food to his family underneath the spare tire in his car. I mean, you know, he's seen hell, okay? And I think that's probably why he's just so happy to live in America. So what? He has a house with holes in it, but I wouldn't be that happy.
And yet, people that have so much can't find happiness. Amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you, Meg.
Yes.
God bless you and your work, and maybe we can get this guy's house fixed. I hope so. That's my goal
my
in
pleasure.
Having on. Take it easy. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We're going to spend an hour talking to Vicki Salemi, a career expert, about Generation Z job seekers should be willing to do anything, according to Squarespace CMO. How do younger generations feel about work-life balance? And we'll talk with Dr. Judy Ho about handling anger. Might have some of that after last night's Saints game. We'll be back, WWL.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.